AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview. We have a good Saturday to look forward to. It's Festival Trials Day at Cheltenham. There's good racing at Doncaster and looking ahead to Sunday as well. More festival clues over in Ireland from Leopardstown. So a great weekend to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, Mark. Thank you.
Good. Great weekend, isn't it? We've got Trials Day at Cheltenham and good racing at Doncaster with a few clues there. And then tomorrow at Leopardstown as well. It's are we going to gain too much knowledge for the festival, do you think, this weekend?
I'm not sure. I suppose the Cleve Hurdle is obviously going to be the main one, so I don't think the rest of the races will. Maybe the first race, maybe, but I think the Cleve Hurdle is the main trials race.
Yeah, of course, we'll get to see Big Bucks back in action there and see how he's going along. And you've got Fisher's Cross in that race as well, so we'll come on to that race shortly. But we'll start in the 12:40, the first race on the card. And this one is a JCB Triumph Hurdle Trial. It's registered as the Finesse Juvenile Hurdle, a Grade 2 over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And there's been money for the favourite this morning, Vincenzo Mio, 13-8 into 6-5 at the time of recording. It's your first ride of the day, AP. You're on board Goodwood Mirage, who just got there in time on Hurdling Derby. We'll probably need to improve from that, but are you expecting improvement?
Yeah, hopefully Goodwood Mirage will improve. It was a decent flat horse, made hard work going in the first day at Kempton, so definitely needs to improve. Obviously, La Rochia and Vincenzo Mio are probably the ones to beat, really. Vincenzo Mio won well at Kempton. He was very impressive. He was a little bit disappointing, I suppose, before that, behind Evan Williams' horse in that when he ran at Cheltenham in December. I think Vincenzo Mio is probably the one to beat.
Okay, Vincenzo Mio, the one to beat in the opener. The second race is the 1:15. It's a Class 2 Novices Handicap Chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And your ride here is Sam Ingarry, who arrives in good form. He's won his last two. In fact, he's won 3 of his last 4 since switch to fences. Dropping trip this afternoon, AP. What do you make of that?
Yeah, that's probably a slight worry for him coming back in trip. Probably not an advantage to him. And I suppose that more probably a main concern would be the ground. He's one on good and good the soft ground, so the test and conditions might be more against him. Anna Cotty was a good winner of the Feltham Novices Chase at Kempton on Boxing Day, and he's probably the main one. He's probably the one that we've all got to beat today. Obviously, Ohio Gold, Colin Tizard's horse is pretty consistent, and Italian Yob is another one, but Anna Cotty is probably the one to beat here.
Okay, Anna Cotty, the one to beat in the 1:15. The 1:50 is the third race. It's a Grade 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. And Double Ross heads the betting this morning. He likes it around Cheltenham, doesn't he? Tap Knight is your ride in this one. And he's down in the weights, but he has struggled a bit of late. Do you see improvement coming from him this afternoon?
He needs to improve a lot. He has been disappointing, that there is no doubt. Double Ross has been very impressive, been creeping up the weights, but won 2 good handicaps at Cheltenham the last twice, so likes the place. Our Mick is one that I could see running well at Don McCain's, and Cedric Blue's horse, it looks like he keeps going to win and then finds one to beat him. So not original, but Double Ross is probably the one, and maybe another one that you could give a chance to is maybe Shangani, just running into a little bit of form and has got a good weight, so maybe Shangani each way.
Okay, Shangani each way in the 1:50. The 2:25 is the next race. It's the Argento Chase, a Grade 2 over the extended 3 miles and 1 furlong. And Hennessy runner-up Rocky Creek heads the betting this morning, currently 13-8 at the time of recording. Ublon de Zerbo is 7-2 second favourite. Harry Topper 13-2. The Giant Bolster 15-2. And then 10-1 barring those. No ride for UAP. So who do you like in the Argento?
Yeah, if he's going to make any inroads into the Gold Cup, then Rocky Creek has to really win. The obvious ones in danger is obviously Ublon de Zerbo, as you say, and maybe Harry Topper. But I think if he's going to be a genuine Gold Cup contender, then Rocky Creek needs to win. The conditions are in his favour, and obviously the test of stamina. So, Rocky Creek, I think, is the horse for me here.
Okay, Rocky Creek then to try and enhance his Gold Cup credentials in the Argento. That's the 2:25. The 3 o'clock is the fifth race on the card. This is the Neptune Investment Management Novices Hurdle. And Raf Vinden and Red Sherlock are joint favourites this morning, both 2-1. You're in action again here, AP, as well. You team up with Warren Greatrix on Hattrick Seeking Madness Light. How do you see this race going?
Yeah, my horse obviously probably got a bit defined. The two obvious ones, as you mentioned, are at Finden. I know they thought a lot of him before he fell in Warwick. He'd been pretty impressive up to that. And Red Sherlock is unbeaten. Good bumper form and pretty good hurdle form, even if a little bit unexposed and been run against a weaker opposition. But his bumper form, Red Sherlock, was fairly good. And Rathfinden, any one of the two. My horse is at Midnight. Our Madness Light has probably got to improve. It looks between, in my book, Red Sherlock and Rathfinden. I'd probably just go for the Pipe Horse.
Okay. The 3:35 is the race that most people will be looking forward to today. It's the Cleve Hurdle, a Grade 2 over 3 miles, and it's the eagerly awaited reappearance of Big Bucks. He is a little bit on the drift in the betting this morning, even money out to 6-5 at the time of recording. Rev de Civilla, last year's winner, is at 7-2. Boston Bob was that price, but has just been nibbled into 3-1. We've got At Fisher's Cross in there as well, and we'll start with your ride here, AP, At Fisher's Cross. Is this a bit of a retrieval mission now?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, the season hasn't gone to plan. He nearly fell at Newry's reappearance, and then I had got unseated from him at Ascot Lane last time. So it's a big retrieval mission for him. There's no doubt the race revolves all around Big Bucks. Outstanding, staying harder, unbeaten in his last 18 runs or whatever. And it'll be a bit whether he's back to his old form. If he's anywhere near what he was before, then he's going to be very hard to beat. But hopefully At Fisher's Cross can get back to form and give him something to think about. But it all revolves around Big Bucks, and it'll be just about whether he has retained his ability, which I'm sure he has, unfortunately, if you're racing against him. But hopefully At Fisher's Cross can give him a good race.
Okay. The final race at Cheltenham this afternoon is the 4:10. We finish with a Class 2 handicap hurdle. And you're in action again here. You're on Amore Alato, who's the 7-2 favourite at the time of recording. He's won 3 of his 5 starts and steps into handicap company for the first time this afternoon. What do you make of your chance in the lucky last?
Yeah, I won well in him at Wincanton. He won pretty nicely. Beat a couple of horse that I've won since. Sergeant Reckless has won since. And then he beat Sergeant Reckless again at Kempton on Boxing Day. Yeah, he's first run the handicap company. Hopefully he's been given a good enough mark. Very open race, quick decision. And Philip Hobbs has won pretty well last time when he won at Wincanton. And Lexi's Boy of Donald McKean's, his horse is definitely run into a bit of good form, and you can never discount the Paul Nichols runner Lat Fontana, but I'm hoping that Amorato is on the right side of the handicap, and I'm hoping he's got a good chance, so I'm going to go for him.
Okay, alongside Cheltenham today, we have a good card at Doncaster. Their feature race is the 3:15, which was the Great Yorkshire Chase. It's a listed handicap over 3 miles. And Union East is the favourite for that. The class act in the race, I suppose you could call him a progressive young chaser. He's the 5-2 market leader at the time of recording. It's then 8-1 for the Druid's Nephew. Gullinbursty is 10s with Knight in Milan, and then 11-1 or bigger prices the rest. So the one that they're coming for in the betting, the one that they're interested in, is Union East, AP. Can you see why?
Yeah, you can see why. I mean, he obviously ran last time at Leopardstown. You could say that this is a drop back in class, if you like. Obviously, he was a very good and progressive young chaser. Last time was probably just a little bit of a step too far run against the likes of Bob Worth and that. But it's a very open race. You could give chances to a lot, and Gullinbursty, obviously, of Emma Lavelle's. For a horse that's an 8-year-old, you could say that he's still relatively unexposed. Knight in Milan was another one that I fancied of Keith Reeves. He won one last time, and it's a horse that's open to improvement as well. And then you've obviously liked the last year's Grand National winner, Aurora's Encore, and old horse that came for Rupert. But I think realistically, I can see why the money's coming for Unionist. I think this is definitely a drop back in class from last time, and
young Harry Dermott's claiming five of them, so he's got plenty going for him. So I can see why Unionist is favourite.
Okay, that's Saturday's action then. As we mentioned at the top of this piece, good racing on Sunday in Ireland as well at Leopardstown. A few more Cheltenham Festival clues there as well. And you've got a couple of decent rides there, AP. So if we just have a quick chat about those. You have one in the Arkell Novices Chase, a grade one over 2 miles and one furlong. That's at 1:30. And you're on board Defy Logic, won the grade one Racing Post Novice Chase over course and distance last month. Is it probably a match between your ride and Felix Younger here?
Yeah, probably is. Felix Younger obviously beat Defied Logic when they met the time before at Punchestown. Since then, Felix Younger's actually got beaten and Defied Logic has obviously won. So there's probably not a lot between them. Hopefully Defied Logic is up to winning again. Obviously he beat Champion Fever last time at Leopardstown, and that was no mean feat. So I'm hoping Defied Logic can reverse the form with Felix Younger when the last time they met.
Okay, and then the big race on Sunday is the Irish Champion Hurdle. Only four of them in the lineup, a small but select field, and we've got three Champion Hurdle prospects. We've got Hurricane Fly, the market leader, who's 4-7, bidding for a fourth Irish Champion Hurdle. It would equal Istabrak's record. But then we've got your ride, Jeski, in there at 100-30. Was a little bit unlucky last time, and we've got Arconner, who probably improved from that run last time as well, being his first run over hurdles since the Triumph Hurdle. He's 7-2, and Captain CB, the 66-1 outsider in there, as a pacemaker. So, what do you make of your chances with Jeski? Are you going to get closer to Hurricane Fly, do you think, on Sunday?
Yeah, I think they all need to improve to beat Hurricane Fly. He was very impressive when he won last time. Obviously, Jeski got a little bit trapped for room around the home turn, but Hurricane Fly was always travelling really well. You'd expect Arconner to improve from his first run. So there probably won't be a lot between them, but it's hard to go against the horse. Hurricane Fly, he's won 18 grade ones and been the outstanding hurdler of recent times. So it would be nice if Jeski could beat him. But I can, I'm one of those people that I think as long as Hurricane Flies around, you got to go with him until one of us beats him. So hopefully Jeski can beat him tomorrow, but it won't be easy.
Okay, good stuff. Well, thank you very much for speaking to us again, AP, and good luck with your rides both today and tomorrow this weekend.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.